Life is an open book. Work, 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 work. That's what so many of us entrepreneurs do these days. When we're not working, we're talking about work. In the case of book types, bookies like me, when we get hoarse and can't talk books anymore, we read and fondle them. We have double trouble in our house, though. Not only is the male of the house in business for himself, meaning no bosses, but the female is also an, gasp, entrepreneur. Most other households seem to have just one entrepreneur, and the other person gets a regular salary, meaning the other person has a boss and punches a time clock. Cash flow is a bit more stable in those cases, not so us. Each business has its own cycle. My wife's business has either a bunch of money coming in all at once or none at all. Same with mine. During months that are the none-at-all type, we cringe and whimper. Other months are better and are spent catching up from the slumps. When you're in business this way, you're scared not to work. So we, as I said, work, 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 work. Except for this past weekend. Couldn't take it anymore. Had to get out of town. If for just 24 hours. In the nick of time, a couple just 3 hours away on Lookout Mountain in both Tennessee and Georgia called and invited us to drive up and spend the night. We jumped at the chance and did. A true Christmas gift. Only when we got there, we found ourselves talking, talking, talking about work, 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 work. That's because they, too, are both entrepreneurs and work all the time. It was comforting to share ideas and gripes through the night, and we all passed out from exhaustion in the wee hours of the morning after talking, 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 until we were hoarse, 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 on the way back from our extremely nice 24 hours in the countryside. My wife made the apropos comment of the day. It's comforting to know that things don't get cleaned up all the time in somebody else's house, too. She was referring, of course, to one of the signs of maturing and workaholing. We older, busier folks just don't spend as much time trying to make everything perfect anymore. The paint peels an extra year or two before we begin to worry about it now. Dust gets a bit thicker before anyone gets inspired enough to grab a rag. And things grow a little greener in the refrigerator before the cleaning urge hits us. Our dear friends are in the same fine mess we are in. To ensure their freedom from bosses, they work themselves into a happy frenzy, just as we do. Each time I'm laboring into the night, trying to keep up with the requests and fill the orders, each time my eyes are strained and my patience wears thin, I try to catch myself. All I have to do to get back on an even keel is remember what it was like to have bosses all those years. Then, a kind of transcendental peace flows over me, and I grin and sigh and get back to work. After giving thanks to that great big head bookie in the sky who knows the big secret, just as I do, life is an open book.